اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. Our women have liberated themselves from the deprivations imposed on them, on Islam and Muslims by the enemies of Islam and by inadequate knowledge of friends of Islamic trends, of Islamic tenets, and the Holy Quran. They have bravely discarded the superstitions created by enemies through some ignorant clerics. Those women who are unable to fight have served behind the front lines with such distinction and valor that has thrilled the heart of the nation with joy and delight, while making the heart of the enemies and the ignorant who are worse than the enemies tremble with anger and frustration.
In one of his speeches, he mentioned that the Shabaniya prayer is one of the greatest divine teachings and supplications, as well as one of the most important affairs which is understood by the initiates, each according to his capacity to comprehend. Now, here in this part of his speech, he's talking about the importance of Munajat Shabaniya, which is the actual name, like in Arabic, Urdu, or maybe like Persian, everyone knows it by the Munajat Sha'baniya, which we recite in the month of Sha'ban. It is said by Imam Khomeini that this Sha'baniya, this lightning prayer, is something true of no other prayers or invocation during the month of Sha'ban. And during his blessed life, Imam Khomeini used to emphasize its importance. We can see many speeches about this prayer. Therefore, he's talking about the importance of this prayer. And he says that these Munajat Sha'baniya, this is one of the greatest divine teachings. Why? Because in this, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It teaches us how to beg in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi. Salli ala.
We all are needy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, Allah has said, Ya Yunus, antumul fuqara. The word is antumul fuqara, O the mankind, O people, you are needy. Antumul fuqara u ila Allah. You are needy towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because today, if I'm breathing, today, if I'm alive, today, if I have life, today, if I can see, today, if I can speak, today, if I can walk, I can work, I don't know, I can play, I can move. It is all because Allah has given me all these things. He is the one who has given me this life. He is the one who gave me the blessing of the parts that I have, the blessing of the tongue, the eyes, all the parts that I have. He gave me the blessing of the family. He made me a social animal so I can socialize among the people and not to live alone where I will be alone somewhere. And when I get sick, there is no one to take care of me. Or maybe if I'm alone and if unfortunately something happens to me, no one is there to help me. Therefore, he made me a social animal so I live among the people. I have a family. who take care of me. All these blessings and many other things that we have, all these things are there. And Sha'baniya teaches us how to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what kind of beliefs do we need to have before entering the month of Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.